All right, folks, let's check out these shoes, huh? The Trail Worm. A lightweight shoe with a flexible sole. Triangle's the strongest shape, also helps it kind of deform and conform to the terrain. Some real nice grip you get out of these. They fold up nice for travel, if you wanted to just wrap a band around that or something. These are super high quality. That's what I would say sets them apart mostly from other barefoot shoes I've seen. You've got a cork insole, and you've also got a stiff plastic insole that can help if you're using smaller flat pedals or something. I tend to leave the cork insole in for everything. It feels really good to me. All right, we got the brass livery on the side here, just like we do on the clipless shoes that we did previously. Some nice artwork on the front there. Yeah, so you know, it's a pretty nice shoe. Now this is the big size. That's why it looks so big, because it is so big. This is like a 13.5/14. Some real nice top grain leather right here, nubuck leather on top here. This entire sole is resoleable if and when you do wear it out. Could this be your next pair of shoes? Maybe. So a nice wide toe box here. This allows your feet to spread out nicely when you're running or biking. You know, after I switched to the Stomplock's clip-in shoes, I got used to really spreading my feet out while clipped in on the bike. It was like, well, what else can we do? You know, I really like wide toe box. A lot of other people seem to also. It's a product that you don't see much of out in the market. I see a lot of barefoot minimalist shoes out there, but they all kind of tech looking, overly tech looking. So we wanted these to be technical on the inside like all of my other products, but on the outside blend in well with the environment and not look, and not contrast the outdoors, but blend in nicely with your aesthetic. You know, the outdoor, Mother Nature has an aesthetic, you know, and it's up to you to match it. Running, weight training, any other fitness activity out there you could think of. Taibo, amazing shoe for Taibo. You got a Bowflex, wear these. Got a lot of perforations in here to effectively wick away moisture. An odor-free inside cork insole. Wear these with or without socks. They don't smell. Well, folks, I hope you like these shoes. I'm gonna put the sizes that are available right here. Howdy doody there, folks. These shoes are available for a website I'm gonna link in the description of this video. It's a Kickstarter crowdfunder thing. Never really done crowdfunder Kickstarter before, but Mamiya wants to give it a go, and we'd love to send you over there. There are some incentives to getting in early on these. We're not planning on having any to ship until April or May of next year. These soles cost a lot of money, so we need to crowdfund for them because we can't afford to pony up all the money ourselves without any orders yet. So head on over to the Kickstarter, read about it a little bit more. Mamiya has put in a lot of information in there if you have any more questions about it that haven't been answered in this video yet. I would recommend doing that. And these are going to retail for $260 US, and they come in sizes 6-13. $260 made in Japan, highest quality materials we could source. Small runs. What's a pair of like pink Uggs with platform soles going for these days? What's a pair of Crocs going for these days? I don't know, but these are $260. All right, head on over, check it out. Thanks, everybody.